You're listening to the audio production of Wisdom-Based Business, applying biblical principles and evidence-based research for a purposeful and profitable business by Hannah J. Stolz, published by Zondervan and read by Lisa Larson. Please note that you may download a PDF that provides enhanced material for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
Forward. In Wisdom-Based Business, Hannah J. Stolz suggests that the doing of business should be both purposeful and profitable. There is virtue in providing a product or delivering a service that is both profitable and meets the needs of the recipient. As one learns to serve as they lead others, they can embrace the wisdom and importance of a value system. Those of us who have accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior should view our work in business as a vehicle to live and share our faith. Thus, the doing of business can have an eternal value for the people you work with and the people you serve. I discovered this reality when I joined the ServiceMaster team in 1977. ServiceMaster was a company that was led by Christians who focused on being masters of service as they sought to serve the Master. Its objectives were to honor God in all we do, to help people develop, to pursue excellence, and to grow profitably. The first two objectives were end goals, and the second two were means goals. The business was founded by Marion Wade in 1929 as a moth-proofing business. As it grew, it provided cleaning services. And by 1947, it was generating $125,000 in revenue. As the company grew in providing these services, it also developed a franchise system to expand its growth. Wade recruited a young pastor, Ken Hansen, to join him in the business. Hansen grew in his knowledge of business and his desire to care for the people who worked in the business. He was also instrumental in recruiting another key person for the business, and that was Ken Wessner. Both Kens were Wheaton College graduates. As the business grew and reached $1 million in revenue, Wade became chairman of the board and Hansen became CEO and served in that capacity for 17 years as the business grew to over $80 million in revenue. Hansen then stepped back from the CEO position and Ken Wessner was elected to be president of the company. Wessner continued to lead in the growth of the business and in developing a new service for hospitals. Over the next 11 years, revenue grew to $700 million, with net profit at $25 million. It was during Ken Hansen's tenure that the business became a public company, with a clear focus on serving customers, generating profit, developing its people, and honoring God, all as part of its original objectives. I joined the ServiceMaster team in 1977. Prior to that time, I had practiced law for 10 years and then served as a senior officer at Wheaton College for 5 years. I had never conceived of a business that could have an eternal impact as part of being successful. But that was what ServiceMaster was doing. The two Kens had recruited me to join with them in continuing to develop and grow the business. The reality of the initial vision of Marion Wade, developed and made practical by Ken Hansen and Ken Wessner, reflected their combined desire to have their work in the marketplace reflect Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. In January of 1983, after 5 years of serving as a senior officer of the company, I was elected to become the next CEO of ServiceMaster, with Ken Wessner serving as chairman and Ken Hansen being available to advise and support us. Ken Wessner and his team had done a great job growing the business, including providing services to hospitals across the United States. However, as part of a focus on continued growth, it was time to consider expanding the business internationally, and also to make acquisitions of other companies that could fit our objectives and desire to serve others. For the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?